Shalom, everybody. In the beginning of Parshas Va'era, Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael that Hashem has heard the cries, the groaning of Bnei Yisrael in Mitzrayim. It is time to take them out. And then Hashem tells Moshe to tell Bnei Yisrael the four terms of Geula, the four promises of Geula. In Perek Vav, Psukim Vav and Zayin, Hashem says, Vahotseisi, and I will take you out of the burdens of Egypt. Vihitzalti, and I will save you from the slavery. Vigaalti, and I will redeem you with an outstretched arm. And finally, Velakachti Eschem li la'am, I will take you to me as a nation. We are, of course, familiar with these four terms, because the Gemara says in the Yerushalmi and Maseches Psachim Perek Yir Halacha Aleph that this is the reason we have four cups of wine at the Seder on Pesach. One cup for each of these terms, V'hotseisi, V'hitzalti, V'ga'alti, V'lakachti. And there is, of course, so much to say on this, but for this brief FMT, I'd like to share one idea on the fourth expression, V'lakachti. V'lakachti eschem li le'am. If we fast forward to Parshas Beha'aloscha in Sefer Bamidbar, Perek Yeralef, Pasuk Aleph, the Torah says, Vayehi ha'am kimis onanim ra be'oznei Hashem. The nation complained to Hashem, and Rashi, Rav Shlomo Yitzchaki, who died in 1105, says there that the word ha'am always refers to a wicked people. Vayehi ha'am kimis onanim ra be'oznei Hashem. And Rashi brings a few examples, such as from the end of Parshas Beshalach, when Bnei Israel complained improperly about not having water. Or from Sefer Yirmiyahu Perek Yud Gimel, about the nation, Ha'am, being evil because they don't listen to Hashem. However, Rashi says that when the Tanakh wants to refer to Bnei Yisrael positively, they're not called Ha'am, but they're rather called Ami, my nation. And again, Rashi brings a few examples. So our question is this: Hashem promises Bnei Yisrael in our parsha, V'lakachti eschem li le'am, and I will take you to me as a nation. But Hashem uses this word am and not ami. Ami means my beloved nation, so to speak. Rashi tells us that Am means my evil nation, my negative nation. How can that be? Why would the expression of V'lakachti eschem li le'am be used as opposed to, for example, V'lakachti eschem li le'ami, to be my nation? Many of the Mefarshim understand this promise, V'lakachti eschem li le'am, to be referring to Matan Torah. So why would Hashem use the negative expression ha'am and not ami? A beautiful explanation is given by the Shem Mishmuel, Rev Shmuel Bornstein, the second Sachashova Rebbe, who died in 1926. He says this in the name of his father, Rev Avraham Bornstein, the first Sachashova Rebbe, who died in 1910. This is found in the Shem Mishmuel on this Parsha, on Parsha Sva'era, in the year Tuf Reish Ayin Dalet, 5674, 1914. The Shem Mishmuel says the following beautiful idea. Indeed, ha'am refers to Bnei Yisrael when they are acting improperly, when they're complaining improperly, when they're not listening to Hashem, etc. But Hashem here is sending a strong message to Bnei Yisrael. You are a slave nation. You may not feel worthy of leaving Mitzrayim. You may not feel worthy of receiving the Torah. You feel lowly. You make mistakes. It's okay. V'lakachti eschem li le'am. I will take you to be my nation, even when you are on the 49th level of Tuma. Torah is for everyone. Just say na'aseh v'nishma, and it's yours. Yes, there's hard work. Yes, you have to start working towards tshuva. You have to work towards leaving your sin. You have to work towards listening to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But v'lakachti eschem li le'am, I will accept you as my nation as you are, even when you sin, even when you're on a low level. It's such a powerful message that Bnei Yisrael had to hear then and also now. We're not always perfect. Maybe we're never perfect. We are as individuals or as a nation, but we are and always will be Am Yisrael. And that in itself, knowing that HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us and cares for us no matter what, that in itself should propel us to change and to work harder so that we can be better. Have an amazing day, everyone!